Young and old.
I hate that name.
I know. It makes me so happy to watch you screw it
up. I want to be a puller. The viewers don't want to put pullers.
The viewers are all pullers. They love to pull. They love to get pulled.
They love
pulls in the morning, pulls in the evening.
Yeah.
I'll take a pull right now. If I had a Fable comic book waiting for me, I'd be like, give me that.
If I wasn't in quarantine, there's no reason for me to get off this phone call. I would be off this phone call.
All right. Well, welcome, pullers, young and old.
God damn it.
We're back. We're back. We're chugging right along. We're doing things. I like this.
Yeah.
Like, who would have thought being under house arrest and during a pandemic made you a little consistent?
Yeah.
Just a little bit
like
more consistent. The terrible thing is we're not that much more consistent than we
Hey, hold on.
Some of us.
Yeah, Justin and I, excuse me.
No.
Listen, podcast viewers, I'm glaring specifically at Maximus.
Justin is the only one who's only skipped out maybe one or maybe two times.
Okay, quarantine's made Dakota reliable.
I'm the worst. I'll admit I'm the worst, but you don't act like you don't fucking miss shit.
Talk about a shitty race to be run. This is rough. Right. This is rough, folks.
All right. Well, we read Fables Volume 2. So if you're picking up a novel, I dig it more than I thought I would. So
yeah, that, Colin.
Volume 2 was Colin was so depressing.
No, I disagree. You know what I'm mad about? You know what made me sad with Colin?
What?
They got rid of all that bacon, bro. No one ate that bacon. I would have ate that bacon.
Man, I don't think we ever explained Colin when we did our first cast about how there was that little interaction between Colin and the big bad wolf.
We did. Yeah, I thought we did.
We touched on it, but I mean it wasn't that big a thing. You know, it's just like, oh hey, there's a pig and he's hanging out with the big bad wolf and then
they did enough to get you kind of invested in oh, he's kind of a fun character. He's lovable.
Yeah. And plus his brothers killed him. That was so depressing.
So let's jump into the beginning, right? So we leave off right after the Sherlock Holmes first issue, right?
Yeah.
And Rose Red and Snow White are off on a vacation about to go to the farm, which is where all the fables are being held that can't be enchanted enough to be human and be in the mundane world, which is what they call us humans.
I believe Red is not necessarily on vacation. I'm pretty sure
she's doing community service, and her community service is spending time with her sister.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. She got off so easy that she gets to go on vacation for community service.
And Jack gets to clean the floors.
Yeah, all things said and done, I would have rather just mop, you know,
Yeah, after everything that unfolded at the farm,
yeah,
I'm with you there.
Like, give me the broom any day over that. All right, so it starts off with you see kind of the aftermath of the first one with Jack is on community service and he's got janitor duty with with some inbred prince dude.
How crazy was that? His only one that I remember was Flycatcher.
Yeah,
he was the 20th generation of being inbred. Oh my God. Keep the kingdom under the same bloodline.
Just love them flies.
Yeah,
So yeah, Jack's not happy, but they're taking the trip up north. And like, why do they take this crap truck that's guaranteed to overheat? Like why would?
I don't know. Like, it's so bad.
Buns are tight in the Fable world. I don't know.
I guess, but I mean, geez, you figured like you gotta like the transportation that has to happen. Yeah, like it's not like she's just driving it around town. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need a better car than that. Anyway, so they take the car down there. The most interesting thing I think about this was like just the spent shell casings on the side of the road because they're like doing target practice or something like that out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's like, these are people weapons. I don't understand why they're here. And then they move on.
Yeah. Well, for the record, everything at the farm is for the most part not humanoid. There's very few humanoid folks at the farm.
It's the people who either can't afford glamour or refuse to use it.
Yeah. So yeah, there's the three little pigs are there and
there's one scene that's my absolute favorite, but we're not there yet.
Yeah. I thought it was such a good scene. The whole Jungle Book cast is there. Tinkerbell and
freaking Goldilocks.
Goldilocks and the
Goldilocks.
Three
bears. Yeah, oh my god. I hate
Goldilocks banging the baby bear.
How about that? Yeah.
How does that even work?
I'm real uncomfortable, that's what that did.
Yeah, it's so gross.
That's like some Thailand shit you see. That is ridiculous.
So when Snow White gets there, right, they're having a town meeting, they say. But the town meeting is actually a plot to retake their homeland, a war council to get back and take over the homeland against what is the adversary. At least that's what most of the animals believe.
Yeah. And so the pigs are in charge, and Goldilocks is kind of like same level.
She's basically like a liberal psycho professor. Hunter.
Yeah. But she is like fucking nuts.
So nuts.
She's crazy.
They're like, dude, she's basically our hunter. They're like, what about the three bears? No, she's worse.
Yeah. She did not mess around.
Yeah. Oh, man. No, Goldilocks is about it.
Yeah, she wasn't messing around.
This is a secret council as well, because like, they're trying their best to hide it. Like, they didn't know Snow White and Red were coming up. So they, like, when they got up, they're like, whoa. And then, like, they tried to hide it and everything. And then I forget who found out about it.
It was Rose Red found out first.
Yeah.
He was like, what? No, this is, I see this. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty much right away. And she's like, no, you're stupid.
Yeah. And the main governor guy, he's missing in action. He's MIA.
The one who's supposed to be taking care of the farm.
What story is he from?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's Jack, though. He's a massive dude.
He's a forger. So I'm trying to remember what that would be from.
Well, I've seen Forge and Fire, and none of them are that big.
Yeah. He's a forger, and I forget what it's from, but it's not a normal Disney or Grimm fairy tale. I think it's some sort of other one. Good job, Dakota.
It's I'm with you. I'll be honest. Most of the people in these that are referencing other fairy tales, I don't know. I didn't grow up on a lot of the different fairy tales, so I can't really. If they're not like the main Disney people, I wouldn't know who they are.
Yeah, I was a big Grimm fairy tales fan.
But yeah, so Snow and Rose know something's up, but they kind of leave it alone and they go to their own room. And poor Colin, right, gets kind of cornered by his brothers. And this is the first time you know something really kind of evil is afoot, right? They're like, hey, did you do the reconnaissance we wanted? Did you get X, Y, Z? Did you find the right information? Did you get some sympathetic people involved?
You find out why Colin really didn't want to go back in the first place. Right,
yeah. His brothers aren't messing around, as you find out. And Colin gets got. Real fast. You find that out the next day.
They do them up Animal Farm style.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first night, they wake up, or I think they wake before they even go to sleep, Colin's head is dismembered, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah. And like, right before that, and I probably should have mentioned, like, Rose Red knows what's up, right? She's like, hey, Snow, we're in trouble. She doesn't really say that, but she implies it.
Right.
Like, keep playing stupid, stay up here, I'm going to go out. And that's all you know about that. And then you see the pighead. Old Colin getting messed up.
I was so sad about that. Like, I know Max didn't get, like, was unaffected, but man, I like Colin, because it was like he had a bad life, man. Like, even in fairy tale world, he was eaten every single time his story was told. Like, the grim fairy tales, all the pigs were eaten, so he was constantly dead throughout all of his history, and now he's finally in a world where he's not dead. And it's like, still doesn't get a.
He didn't warn anybody, which he could have done. So
that's true. He was really complicit in a lot of this stuff just by default.
He was scared though. I mean, he was scared though.
I mean, had he? But to be fair, if he's in the city and says, "Hey, there's a revolution going on up north," I bet the people in the city wouldn't make his butt go up north if he warned them.
Yeah.
But,
sorry, Colin. But like, what's really depressing is like the bear thing. That's just wasteful.
It is very wasteful. Now, my big thing though is that death made it kind of real for me. That people, there's consequences in this story, right?
It's not
just some fairy tale.
Yeah.
Conversation.
Yeah. And when we get to the end of this one, there's some things that I thought where I was like, okay, but you know, they made up.
Yeah, it gets real in this one. Like, people actually die, and it kind of brings it home that this isn't your childhood fairy tales, right? There's not always going to be a happy ending potentially for some of your characters.
I mean, in Grimm tales there wasn't a happy ending either.
You're right but sorry, I mean, we're focusing on a lot of the Disney stuff, right?
So, well, yeah, but they, yeah,
I mean, I get that a lot of Grimm stuff was ripped off of from Disney and stuff, so I get there, they kind of go hand in hand, but either way, it made it very real for me.
Yeah, I like Shere Khan.
Dude, we had like the whole Jungle Book cast outside of Mowgli here. Like, we saw the ape. I forget his name.
King Louis.
Yeah, he was great. But
yeah, it was so good. Trying to remember what happened right after that, because honestly, I forgot to reread it. I'm just remembering from when I read it like last year.
I think the main thing happened though is, Rose Red goes and meets the revolutionists and joins their side, unbeknownst to Snow. Snow is still in the tower, but we cut to the fox, seeing them bury Colin. And then the fox just hightails it back out, speaking all kinds of shit. The fox was one of my favorite characters in this whole thing.
Yeah,
he was talking mad garbage the whole time.
He was super dude.
Plus, like, that was cool too, like when he's running away and like, he goes to get Snow White after he, you know,
he was hitting on Snow White the whole time, wasn't he?
Oh yeah. Well, he thinks that she's dragging the big bad wolf.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Like, so I'm definitely looking better than that dude.
So he gets away from Goldilocks and her like freaking hunting party of like every freaking animal.
That's where we meet Goldilocks too for the first time. I mean, we've alluded to that, but like Goldilocks is the ringleader of this whole like revolution, right? And you find out that all she's interested in is
she's
ruling.
The most militant.
Yeah, reminds me like a super like, I was just thinking of like almost like a liberal professor, but like to the extreme, like to like almost a negative thing, right? You know what I mean? Like intelligent and then militant, like all boiled up into a very radical person.
Castro.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good way to phrase it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's terrible. She's a menace.
That's scary.
Yeah, Goldilocks is, and she's fucking a bear, man. Like,
yeah.
Logistics alone, I'm like, girl.
And she had the guts to boss around the bears. Could you imagine one of those bears losing their temper and just ripping her face off? Like,
right?
That could be a thing. Like, right? Hey, whatever.
They even brought that up. They're like, you're only here because you're screwing Junior.
Props.
That was funny. I was
props. Like,
yeah.
Wow. I'm not doing that. Okay? I'm not doing that.
So, So while the fox runs away, you get to see a lot of interesting characters, right? You see Shere Khan for the first time. You see the leopard from the Jungle Book, which I was surprised he was on the bad guy side for this. But
isn't it a panther?
It's panther. I'm sorry. Yeah, a panther. And then the fox runs into that grouping, which I didn't recognize many of the characters. Was the lion Simba, or was that a different?
No, I think lion. That's the lion from Narnia.
Aslan died, Aslan. Though. He died in the first issue. Because remember, that was a whole thing. That was a whole page.
Yeah, he could be Simba. I'm not sure.
They made fun of Aslan in the first issue.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I remember that now. My first thought was that. But yeah, it could be Simba. Could be generic character.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's but,
either way, that was where my mind went. I thought it was Simba, but I don't know if it is or isn't. But maybe, there's a lot of interesting characters he runs by.
All that. It's kind of like Die Hard, Snow White. It's kind of like got this weird like fairy tale Die Hard going on.
It was sweet.
Yeah. Shere Khan that caught her.
That's a little bit later, but yeah, because the fox makes his way around and then warns Snow White, and they leave out the tower and just hightail it, but then they do run into Shere Khan.
Okay.
But whenever they're leaving the tower, they go over that landscape filled with the giants, right?
Correct. That's where she runs into the giants and different things like that, the sleeping giants.
The giants and the dragons, the giants from Jack and the Beanstalk and the dragons from, I think, Maleficent.
Single
dragon. Yeah. But it's also the important piece is where Snow White finds out that they're making guns, right? Because that's what the fox took her to, is the helmet gun, which I thought was really silly, but it was pretty funny.
But yeah, so like they're modifying like, you know, regular Mundy guns
to fight.
Table use, you know, because like they're obviously made for hands.
Yeah, you know? It was super funny.
It's like the tortoise and the hare are supposed to use it, like the tortoise in the helmet, and the hare can fire from his back.
It was awesome.
It was interesting. You know, like they're like, and I wanted to see more of what they did exactly to, you know, like to make animals and stuff like that use weapons, or like you kind of have to be specific. Like this one's only rated for bunnies, you know?
right.
I was definitely a big fan of that. I thought it was super funny, and I was like, oh my gosh. It doesn't even look like it should operate well. You're never going to get pinpoint accuracy, all right? It's like as soon as, first off, you fire.
You're spraying and praying.
What are you talking about? That turtle is a fucking built-in tripod. Okay? Like, inside, and it's like, blam, solid thing. It's armor. Come on, nope. That is lethal.
That would be a really fun poster.
Yeah, I'm down for that for sure.
So yeah, Shao Kahn finds them, and then the fox and Shao Kahn fight for half a minute, and then she gets away and kind of climbs a mountain, and then Shao Kahn finds her, and Max tells what happens to Shao Kahn.
He gets shot in the face.
He sure does.
It was great too, because like he's such a dick, you know, like when he shows up first, he's talking to, I can't remember the panther's name. But
he talks like, mad shit. He's like, yeah, he was super cocky.
Yeah, he should be. He's a tiger. He's a total dick. So then he thinks he has the drop on Snow White, jumps up on her, right? She's like, pow! Hits him one time in the shoulder, and he's like, oh, fuck me.
Like, and he's like, mercy.
Yeah,
he's like, mercy. And she just like unloads.
Dude, click, 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 click. It was great. It was so good.
Very relatable. If a tiger's coming at me and I have a gun,
I'm probably still just going to shit myself and die, to be honest.
Well, you know, I don't think I'd make it, but I'm at least going to try to put a bullet in something.
Yeah, I might shoot myself if I have time.
Like the mist?
Yeah, dude. Like, oh, man.
I learned a fun fact about tigers because of the Jungle Book and everything. I was always super annoyed that, like, everything hid from Shere Khan, like even bears and stuff. I'm like, what are you talking about? This bear's double its size. I found out in a lot of research, tigers hunt bears for fun.
I mean, they're a muscular, fast thing. Like they're I imagine that's it, right? Speed kills. I imagine that's the deal. Because if Eric gets his hands on you, I bet you're in trouble.
When I went to Thailand, I felt bad about it after, but I went to this tiger zoo, and you know, you get to like be amongst some tigers and stuff like that, and they are huge. I mean, it is not even, oh my god, dude, that thing is just like supposed to kill you.
Well, I watched Tiger, what was it, Tiger King?
Yeah.
That girl's arm got ripped off real easy. Like, not even, like, that tiger wasn't even messing around. He's like, whatever, I'll take a snack. I'll take a to-go bag for that girl's arm. Like,
oh, man. Like, did they go through the tiger poop? Like, no, finger bones. All right, there we go. Like, or are there even, like, bones in there, you know? Like, is it all just...
I imagine there's bones, right? Because that was the whole thing about that one dude getting... We keep going on tangents, but, like, the end of the show, they talk about that guy getting fed to the lions or whatever, tigers. So. Yeah, but whatever. But yeah, so she's running away from Shere Khan. She murders Shere Khan, and this is on a mountain. She gets to the top of the mountain, and who does she find, Dakota?
Oh, Waylon, the Forge Master, making all the weaponry.
Oh,
he's the man. Yeah,
the hat guns.
This was my favorite part. Because Waylon is, they have him chained with a magical chain that compels him to work for them and not try to escape.
Oh, yeah.
So Snow White is like, okay, like he can help Snow White escape because they, like, the magic was not, like, they didn't add anything to the magic when they put Snow White in the same room.
As smart as they think they are, they're not very smart.
Well, I mean, it's like something you don't think about, you know, like, you're like, Waylon's in here. He can't try to escape, so therefore he can't let her escape, but that's a transitive property that you didn't add to the, the spell. So the funniest thing to me was she goes through and she's trying everything she can. Like, he makes a key for her and she gets out. Now she's trying to get him out, and she, like, you know, picks up every tool in the shop, nothing works. And
he's like chopping at his leg with a freaking, what is that, like a
chisel or something?
Yeah, chisel, pick, yeah.
And the fox shows up and he's like, why don't you use the key? It'll probably work for his too.
It was so funny. So funny.
And when she unlocks him, he's like, you stupid idiot.
Yeah. His response was perfect because you could tell like an hour's worth of frustration was going into that.
Oh my god. And then, like, Snow White was called dumb, like, for a third of this trade. Like,
it was definitely humbling for Snow White, which was definitely appreciated.
No, he was so irate. He's like, are you kidding me? Why wouldn't you think of that?
Oh, man. So, yeah, that was great. That was probably my favorite moment.
It was a lot of fun. My favorite part's coming up. It's a lot of fun. But what happened after that? So we have to get to that point where she got caught, though. That's why she's there. Like, they found her with Waylon, and then they left her alone with Waylon, chained up next to Waylon.
Like, she came in the back door, and they were like, hi.
And these pompous people are – yeah. So, and these pompous people are promoting this noon kickoff, right, extravaganza. So they're going around collecting all of their rally members to go have a rally. And it kind of cuts away, right? I think it's right during the same time as they're like, hey, what about communications out to the city, to worry about the city and the flying animals, right? And Goldilocks is like, I've thought of both. And, like, she has all this army of birds, and these birds are mean birds, right? Because we already saw it murdered one of the birds, right?
That happened. They kill the robin that's a messenger bird because – apparently the phone goes down all the time, so they have a carrier pigeon form of transportation or a form of communication. Mm-hmm. And so a hawk sees that little bird flying to deliver a message and
murders it.
Yeah,
does hawk
death kill? Murder death kill.
But also the city in town, Bigsby and Jack are starting to get concerns. Right, Jack has been tailing
this whole.
It's not Jack. Oh, you're right. Sorry, I get my names mixed up. But yeah, he's getting concerned, and Bigsby is like, okay, you've convinced me. So they start rounding up people to go to the city or to the farm to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. But all the city stuff is really just, like, side.
It doesn't matter.
It's kind of showing that they're a little bit competent, you know? Yeah. Like, it's not even really...
I think it was to give you a false sense of, like, okay, this is how it's going to end.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. It is misleading in that way. I like that. Yeah, that's also true.
Snow White says she has a plan, and then it's kind of a cutaway from Snow White back to that rally. And Snow White, this is my favorite part, right? Snow White shows up with that white flag and then goes ham. She's like, she starts making demands. She's like, you better put your guns down. I'll give you a second. And then the dragon from Maleficent comes in and blows up the barn, and she wakes up the two giants, and they're just ready to eat all the people that are down there. Like, she does not mess around. You ticked off Snow White, and she's ready for blood. She's like, guess what?
Go big or go home. You messed up
the wrong lady.
And when you got giants, you can go big.
You win. Didn't one of the characters say, oh, fuck? Like, I thought I remember reading that or something like that. They're like, oh, shit.
They were pleased.
Right. I get you.
I think it was one of the brother pigs.
Yeah. He's like, and she won. What are you going to do? And Rose Red was like, we got. What are you going to do?
You know, through this,
it's like right then that the people from the city show up. You know, it's like everything's already handled. And it's like,
she handled all of them with three creatures. Yeah, yeah.
I think we've been saying Rose Red this whole time. Isn't it Little Red Riding Hood?
No,
it's Rose Red.
It's Rose Red.
Is it?
This is her main problem, Dakota. You keep forgetting about her name.
Yeah, because apparently Rose Red was part of the original Snow White.
Which was news to me.
News to me as well.
The grim fairy tale she was.
Yeah. So thank Disney for getting rid of her entirely, I guess.
Yeah.
Does she die? And that's probably like she's the cautionary part.
She's got a lot darker. Yeah.
She gets eaten by the wolf. Almost everybody dies by the wolf in the grim fairy tales. He literally is the villain in like almost all of them. That's why there's such a big thing on him such a stigma on him, because in like 70% of all fairy tales. Big bad. Well,
now I want to read all the Grimm fairy tales just to hear how the wolf
killed. It's terrible. Him. The Grimm fairy tales are terrible. I would like if I had them to read to children, I would, but I would never read them by myself.
Oh, really? Yeah.
If I had children to scar with them,
that would be fun to watch.
Isn't that a nightmare?
That's fair. some of the Grimm fairy tales are really good. Like I really like the Little Mermaid one.
No, it's all fucked up.
Max pretty committed about hating it. I love being right in the middle of this. Maybe I should read it just to give some input.
They're so brutal. Bad. And it's like, I don't even understand like how one person could just do, like, just think about all these terrible, terrible things that happen to people.
Yeah. That's so funny.
But,
So, Dakota or Max, tell us what happens to Snow White, because this is pretty freaking brutal.
This came way out of left field, and this is one of the reasons I really liked it when I said it the opening. Goldilocks has got this rifle, and ka-klow, snipes Snow White right in the head, and it is like, she is done. I was like,
they just killed one of the most famous people.
Yeah, I was like, you thought it was bad when they killed the pig. I was like, holy shit, they just got Snow White in the head. Yeah.
They got. Yeah, she got gone, man. I thought it was done. Like, end panel, go to Bigsby Wolf. I guess we're done here. Like, I thought that she was done. Like, this is how it's
done. Oh, yeah. I 100% for sure thought she was dead. And then, she's in the hospital next panel, just waking up 6 months later.
Yep.
Which is another thing I really dig about this book. Like they just do like an actual passage of time. Like, everyone all went through, and you don't get to see what happens, but like everyone else is 6 months later, and they're just in the routine of looking after her in her coma, and then wondering if she's gonna wake up, and doing all the things. So I thought that was pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm. They also play with you, because at this point, Red is still a bad guy as a visual. Like, Snow White's like, what's going to happen? What's going on? What did she do? And Bigsby keeps coming back. You know, he's you know, thoroughly worried about her. So he's there like almost every single day.
Well, he's on a rotation to care for her. He's like every third day.
Yeah.
He's feeding her tapioca pudding every day. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he refuses to really give her too much information. Like, he tells her a little bit, but he doesn't really go into too much detail. Doesn't tell her anything about Red. And, like, that goes on for a while until she almost fully recovers.
And then he spills the beans about how, like, all hell broke loose after she got shot in the face. And how they had to recapture most of these people because they got emboldened by her getting shot in the face. They lost Goldilocks. She's out in the woods doing whatever Goldilocks does. She left the gun and everything. Right, yeah.
And Red was never a bad guy. Red just she did her best to try and join to do everything she could to help Snow White. She tried to save Snow White at all costs.
Yeah, she like talked them down from murdering her. They're like, just chain her up and enslave her.
But you could tell that it, like, she was just trying to be a good sister the whole time, right? Yeah, she didn't want her sister to die. Mm-hmm. It was good. It was good.
You see what she did. Like, she had a plan from the
beginning. She's the street smarts one. Snow White's smart. Rose Red is street smart. So she might be the most intelligent, but she can read a room like nobody's business.
Right. Yeah. That's cool. And then, like, the other thing I liked is they have, like, war crime trials.
I love the trials.
So good. It was so out of left field, too. They were not holding back on the punishments.
You try to revolt? Guess what? You're about to get murdered.
They went full on beheading, like, medieval freaking Axeman. Like, give me a break, dude. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and they made the bad guys carry the dead bodies away to have more mental torture before they murdered them. Because the two guys that were carrying the one pig away for sure were going to get murdered because they were a part of the bad group.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, it's so hardcore. Like, in the one of the pigs had to wait, like, his brother got chopped before him, and then he carried his brother, and then,
yeah.
Oh, man.
It was so good.
It was gnarly.
Chopping up that axe. That's ridiculous.
And that's pretty much the volume outside. The one key thing that it surprised the heck out of me, right, is Rose Red and Snow White kind of coming back together and kind of airing out the issue, right, of basically Rose Red being forgotten and Snow White being like the main memory and still in popular culture. What interests me is Rose Red said, hey, you couldn't die because of how popular you are. So somehow the Mundy's stories are keeping Snow White alive, similar to all of them. But at the same time, I mean, does that hold water with the three pigs? Because everyone knows the three pigs story.
Yeah, everybody. But they made three
But they're
new
not
pigs.
As popular.
So it doesn't have to be the same three pigs. Is that basically what we're saying?
Yeah, so there's still three pigs. So, like, that's
some pig has to be the three pig. It doesn't have to be that pig. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, because...
Because they died in the stories 100 times anyway.
That's true.
But, I mean, that was really interesting to me, right? Because, like, it's like, hey, if you're not that popular, you can still die. You're not immortal. You're just like, hey, you can't die of old age, but you get hit by a car, you fall off a building, you might still die.
Yeah, for sure. I dug this volume. I dig Fables. I like it a lot. The other cool thing was at the end when she was like, all those weapons you were making, can you make more weapons?
Yeah, Wayland, yeah.
Yeah, keep going with that. We're going to use this.
So, yeah. So, it's like, you see how Snow White ain't stupid either. You know, it's like, she was kind of the like, you know, everyone's like, Jesus, Snow, like, what's going on for the whole thing? But, like, at the end, she's like, call the giants, call the dragons, get the weapons. Like, I'm like.
Yeah, she's like, you know what? What's up? Yeah, it's like, fool me twice, shame on me, right? She's like, I'm going in hot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and they glamored the two giants and the dragon, right? That's a big thing. She turned the dragon into a bird, and the bird dragon.
Yeah, fire-breathing crow is what the dragon is now. And the three giants are now the three pigs. So there's three pigs for Fables to keep.
Yeah.
If I'm the giants, I would be really pissed if you turn me into a pig after being a giant. At least make me a person. I want to leave the farm.
Well, I mean, they were forced to stay asleep at all times, though.
Right.
Like, yeah, as the giants and the dragon, they weren't ever allowed to be awake. So at least now that they're glamored to an appropriate size, they don't have to be forced to stay asleep. Because if they're awake, people are going to fucking notice it.
They're transmogrified. They're permanently those.
Yeah, they're permanently pigs and permanently a crow.
But. Yeah, but they couldn't live or do anything as the giants or the dragon because they were just too big and there was no way to hide them from the Mundys. Like, even with the whole farm being under a spell where nobody can see it and nobody can, like, actually navigate towards it, everything forces them away. They're just so big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my only thing is, like, if you could transform into anything, would you really choose a pig? If I said, hey, you could transform into something smaller, can we do something
different?
Over
the alternative, yes. Because, like, they can still talk, they can still get what they want, you know, and they get to be awake and experience things. So, yeah, I would say, yeah, I would take pig.
Yeah.
Okay.
And plus, I mean, like, the dragons, like, now I'm all the dragon in a smaller...
More fragile body.
I don't, like, you think it's more fragile? Like, what if it's just, like, a super
It's a bird. Crow, one of those
bullets at this crow and it's, like, bouncing off and he's breathing fire at you.
Yes, if it still has the dragon scales as the feathers, then sure. Yeah, sure. I'm all about it.
That was so awesome.
It was really sweet. That was a cool panel.
So I thought that was good, too. I'm interested to see where that leads, just with all the stuff that they've got going on right now. Can you, like, I wonder if they can untransmogrify the giants, you know what I'm saying? It's like...
I mean, if you do one thing, you probably can transform into another thing. It would be just a different body, right? They probably wouldn't look the same. But you probably could.
Because that would be cool. You just stick some things in somewhere, and then, blam, three giants.
It's a very D&D move. Make them small. Oh, no, they're big.
All right, so I mean, this is still getting, like, what did we get, two or three geeks we gave last time for
I mean, I'm pretty consistent. This is better than the first issue to me. So
it keeps getting better. Honestly, I've read through the whole series, and I'm telling you, like, it just gets better.
It's ongoing, really, right? So it's good. Like, it's super long. It's a long series, correct?
No, it's over now.
Oh, is it over now? I thought it was ongoing. Okay.
I believe so, yeah. I haven't seen anything new since the last thing.
If you enjoy fairy tales, any of these characters, you're going to enjoy this comic book. And it's more adult, but it's a lot of fun. It's really cool. Three out of three geeks. The art is cool. All of it, you know, like, it's the story is good. It's very entertaining. It's easy to read. I feel like it went very quickly. So, like, I don't know if there's any more good things to say about
that. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's up there for what we've read so far in terms of the podcast.
Yeah. I'm too lazy to find a rating system. I'm going to give it three geeks also. But, like, it just keeps getting better because I recommended it for this one because I've read through the entire series and I loved it. And I also love the Wolf Among Us game. Like, I love Vertigo. I think they just do great artwork, great stories, and I think that they killed this. And, like, granted, this is three. I don't actually know how to improve upon it, but it just literally keeps getting better. Like, every issue I love more than the rest. And, like, once you know who the villain is in it, it's just crazy to think about. It's just so good. Like, you just keep going, enjoy the entire series. Oh, it's nothing to spoil. You're not going to get it until you read it.
All right.
I bet it's Optimus Prime.
Also, they've mentioned it. They've mentioned who the person who took over the Fable Land. The adversary. Starts with Thank you.
Voldemort.
The
adversary.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope it's like Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, once you some random thing. I think my rating system is going to be. Let's do, since you two were lame. Let's do three giants, three little pigs.
It gets three giants.
Three little pigs?
I mean, we had a lot of threes in this comic book, and you guys did not pick up on any of them. So there.
What are you talking about? Three geeks? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm just shaking my head at him.
It is so good. Please read this book. I don't know what else to say. Like, it's really, really good.
It's been a positive experience.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we're probably gonna do Fables 3. I'm gonna pay for Lock and Key so we can still finish that off.
Spoiler alert, he's not gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it. Lock and Key's good. I'm gonna spend the money. But I'm not gonna spend the money on The Boys. We were planning on doing The Boys, and since Amazon owns
the whole volumes, all the volumes, like
because get it, right? Like Amazon owns Comixology. And The Boys is out on Amazon TV. So
we should have filmed those much earlier than we should have been So future reference, if they make a comic book TV show, make sure you do all that stuff in the can first before they take it off their platform.
So we kind of missed out on that. I don't want to spend the money because I've read The Boys. Like I
haven't, though. I was really invested in that comic book series.
It's good. Yeah.
It is really good. So, but we'll figure something else
keep
out.
Keep rubbing it in.
I'm not going to buy it on Comixology. If I buy it again, I'm going to buy it like an actual paper.
Yeah, the hardcover. Yeah, for sure. The art was cool.
And so we're going to be off The Boys for a little while. I do love it. I haven't watched season 2 yet.
I haven't.
I heard it was all right. So
it's pretty good so far.
But we're probably not going to be covering those for a little bit. Just until we can, you know, get more in circulation, and if I'm going to pick up the books, then I'll pick up the books. But that's going to be it. So to all you pullers out there, just keep on pulling and pull and pull all, and you just pull
everything.
Pull in the morning, pull in the nighttime.
Pull with all your fable friends.
Yep. Get, you know, pull with each other. Right, like go and check out each other's pulls.
I'm so uncomfortable.
We'll pull you next time.
Yeah, we're gonna be pulling with Justin later. You know, reading the next series.
No one's pulling me. No one's pulling me. No one's pulling the viewers. We're gonna come with a better name.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this so much.
Justin's like, come check out my house. We can do some pulls together.
No, I didn't say that.
Verbatim. I'm on your side, Max. It was 100% verbatim.
All right.
Man, if this goes on YouTube, they're going to know you're lying because my face is so downtrodden.
It's not a lie. I got the text to prove it. We can do this.
I didn't say
poor. I don't want to stop, but I'm going to. All right, we'll catch you guys later.